President Obama today eased restrictions on Cuban Americans wishing to travel or send money to Cuba. Mr. Obama had promised to do so during the campaign. The new rules will also allow American telecommunications companies to apply for licenses in Cuba. That should make it easier for Cuban Americans to speak to their relatives on the island. The changes reverse restrictions put in place by the Bush administration. Lisandro Perez is a Cuban-American and a professor at Florida International University. And Lisandro Perez, do you have family in Cuba?
Yes, I do. I have actually an aunt and cousins, but until now, I really officially had no family in Cuba because the 2004 regulations limited who you could visit and who you could send money to. And cousins and aunts were not part of that list.
Right. And prior to 2004, there was one visit per family per year, and then it turned into three, and now it's unlimited. So how is this going to change how you yourself relate to your family down in Cuba?
Well, I think it means that I can go anytime that it might be necessary. I've been always very close to my aunts. And actually, when these regulations were put into place, I had four aunts in Cuba. And since 2004, three of them have died. And it wasn't possible really for me to go and to their funeral or anything because, again, aunts were not considered family by the Bush administration.
In other words, this means that you now will be able to get on those special flights from Miami, and 45 minutes later, you'll be in Havana.
Yes, the actual flight time is 22 minutes. That's how close we are here in Miami to Havana, and I think that will have a tremendous implication. There's about 800,000 Cubans or persons of Cuban origin in South Florida, and not all of them, of course, have family in Cuba. Not all of them want to travel to Cuba, but since 2004, they've been so limited that I would assume there's a lot of pent-up demand that will manifest itself when it becomes possible to go back and visit.
You sound pretty encouraged by all this. Do Cuban Americans generally have a widespread support by these moves by President Obama?
Well, actually, here at Florida International University, we've been doing surveys of the Cuban American community on this, and we found after the 2004 regulations were put into place that they were really quite unpopular. We had a very large majority of Cuban Americans, even some who favor generally hardline trade measures, saying that these regulations just went too far, that it was really something against the Cuban family. And it's interesting that even the supporters of a hardline in Congress, like, for example, Senator Mel Martinez of Florida, haven't really argued against the lifting of these travel regulations. They have a lot to say about lifting travel regulations for Americans in general and about lifting the embargo, but they haven't really argued very strongly against removing barriers for Cuban Americans to travel.
And what do you expect the reaction will be from the Cuban government? Will they actually allow unlimited travel by Cuban Americans to Havana?
Well, that's the beauty of this, which is always the U.S. in many ways has been the one placing the restrictions. And now it's going to be up to the Cuban government to say, yes, we'll take everybody who wants to come and visit their family, or no, we don't want to do that, in part because it might be very destabilizing. The first time that Cuban Americans were allowed to visit their family in Cuba was in 1979. And about 120,000 went in 1 year, and it had tremendous implications internally. It's one of the things that led to the Mariel Boatlift in 1980 because of the level of dissatisfaction that grew in Cuba when people saw neighbors and relatives and friends and so forth coming back and apparently having done fairly well in the U.S. compared to the way they had done. So this has a tremendous possibility for being somewhat politically dangerous to the Cuban government, even more so than tourism or allowing American tourists back, because, you know, American tourists might go to enclave places and maybe be somewhat isolated from the population, but these are family. And they're going to go back, and they're going to be staying with family, going to have contact with neighbors and so forth.
The news, other news today was that Mr. Obama will allow U.S. telecom firms to apply for licenses to set up operations in Cuba. Presumably, families will be able to talk more easily now across the straits. But do you think this is also about free trade, or is it sincerely just about families being able to talk more easily?
Well, I think it is about families right now. I don't think the Obama administration is ready at this point to go beyond the campaign promise that they will allow unlimited Cuban-American travel. And I think it's in that context that they're lifting that restriction. And it is an important restriction. You know, when three of my aunts died recently in Cuba, you know, in the past 2 or 3 years, and I called over there, each one of those phone calls cost me $50, $60, you know, just to call Cuba. And it's a tremendous deterrent for most people.
So, Lisandro Perez, when are you buying your first ticket?
Well, I'm going to look at now. I have to see what if I wanted to go as an academic, I could go as an academic under U.S. law, but sometimes I don't want to go as an academic.
You don't want to work. You want to go down and visit family.
So I now need to see what I need from the Cuban government.
All right. Well, thanks very much for speaking with us, and we hope you get a window seat when you get that ticket.
Yeah,
Lisandro
Perez,
a Cuban-American and a professor at Florida International University. Thanks for your time.